Today's daf was Gimel Amud Aleph. Tovan, on your way out, if you don't mind pulling it real hard. And the Gemara says on daf Gimel Amud Aleph that we're not going to calculate all the Peturim in the Mishnah, in the scenarios of the Mishnah, because that would lead us up to the number 12. We don't have the number 12. And we're only going to include Pturei di'asi behuli dei chiyuv chatos. That's what we're going to calculate. So let's say, for example, if the Ani extends a full hand into Rishus Hayochid and the Baal Bayis takes it away from him, the Baal Bayis does the Hanocha, so then we have an Akira on the part of the Ani and a Hanoch on the part of the Baal Bayis. We're not going to count that as two, but rather we're going to count that as one. And we're only going to count the Pturei di'asi lidei chiyuv chatos. So Rashi learns, kigon akiros. We're only going to count in that case that I gave you the scenario of the Ani, because he started the Malacha. That we have a very serious concern here, that if you allow him to make the Akira, he might make the Hanocha, which would complete the Malacha, implying that as far as the Meneach is concerned, he's not Asili Dechiv Chat. This is no way, no how that he can complete the Malacha, because he didn't start the Akira. However, Tosus is not happy with this Rashi. He says, "Divra Maskel Pture Masha Pirush Rashi Da Kiros Kachoshiv Eino Nira L'Ri." So the Ri has two objections to Rashi. Chada, first, the Akira below Otsah Eino El Tiltil B'Alma. He says that if you pick up an object, that's tiltil, right? On Shabbos, I pick up an object. And if it's muktzah, I have a problem. If it's not muktzah, so that's tiltah. I mean, just picking up an object. Why would that be counted amongst the drabbanans here? Ein bo drara de chiyuv chatas klal. It doesn't even have the beginning of a chiyuv chatas. But let's just open up the Tosus and see it inside for a second. We're on the Gimel Amud Aleph Divrei Maskel Peturei. Just take a look here. It's the middle of the page, here, a little bit towards the bottom of the page. Masha Pirush Rashi Dakiris Chah Enu Nira L'Ri Chada De Bakir Below Otsa Enu Lo Tiltu B'Alma V'Ein Badrar Dechiv Chad V'Od De La Pirush Akunches Kachoshi V'Lo Bala Bayis Gimel Yitzios V'Achnosa Achas Uliani Gimel Achnosos Votsa Achas. I'm not sure exactly why that has to bother the Ri. I guess he wants something perfectly symmetrical. The Odi says Lo Choshiv Tari Liftar Di Oni Biachas U Di Osher Biachas Kochoshiv Chiyuv Reisha. Okay, so we have a whole bunch of kashas here of Tosus against the Ri against Rashi. Now Rav Salvechik says the following: Hine l'das Rashi nira d'vein akira l'chudo hanocha l'chud hu pater aval osur. Rashi is not denying that even the meniach is in violation of an iser derabbanan. El debtur d'asil dechiv chatos hanu akira bilvad. But the concept of a ptur that could come to a chiv chatos, that applies exclusively to the oker. Masha Enkin L'dasa Tosus Akira Levad Eina El Tiltu V'Alma V'Einba Iser Klal V'Tzarech Bir B'Plutas Rashi V'Tosus. So we have here Machlokas Rashi Tosus how to classify Akira. Rashi classifies Akira as a very serious violation of an Iser in so far as it could come to a Chiv Chatos. And Tosus says the Akira is just tiltul b'alma. What are they arguing about? Then he tells you to look in the Rashba, who quotes the Eish Mefarshim, Ipcha, Shanochos Kachoshiv. The Eish Mefarshim want to calculate the Hanochos. Why? What's the special status of the Meniach? Al Yodo Nigmar Malacha. He really completes the Malacha. V'hi ikar hamalacha shal yidei ha'anocha osi behu lidei chiyuv chatas. Right, the chiyuv chatas is clinched, right, it reaches its fruition through the anocha. Aval akiras lav midi ka'aviv zenira ikar. So the Rashba accepts the Yesh Mefarshim and the osi lidei chiyuv chatas is a reference to the Meiniach, because he's the one who closes the open circle and makes it into a full-fledged Chiyuv Chatas. Right, now he has a footnote in brackets. Maybe we'll have time for that later, I don't know. But let's just get to the main body of the text here. On Daf Yudalad, you'll see a paragraph that starts with Hanira Bazeh. The Gemara says, Shneim Pturim. The Gemara says, why is it that both the Oker and the Meniach are potter? Let's go back to basics, says the Gemara. Is that really true? It's Avda Malacha Mibeinayu. Between the two of them, they have achieved a full Malacha. And the Gemara answers with Rebbe. Tanya Rebbe Omer Miyama Oretz Basosa. Ha'oses Kula Malo Ha'oses Miktsasa. Correct? Mevuar, we see clearly from this Gemara that lulei hamiut, if not for the special miut of asos basosa, osas kul osas muskotza, we would be machayev boze oker boze menia. V'tzorchin yisod ha'avaminazu. Why do we need a pasuk for that? What was the avamina? I am betosvis. Tosvis says, v'lo parach shi'ischayev harishon. The Gemara never thought Nahavamina that the first fellow who starts with the Akira that he would be Chayev, Ein Svara, it doesn't make any sense. Al Yudei Asheni Sha'osa Anocha V'Gomer HaMalacha Yischayev HaRishon. It was the second guy who finished the Malacha. The first guy only started the Malacha. He stopped his Malacha midway. Why would he be Chayev? Ela Asheni Kapark. The Gemara was asking Akasha, what about the Meniach? She is Chayev, that he should be Chayev. Why? Because al yado nigmara hamalacha, the malacha was completed through the meiniach, which is very similar to the svara that we had earlier in the name of the Rashba, that the meiniach is the one who completed the malacha. That's Tosfos. Now we have another Tosfos, which is later on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Hinei milvad shegam ledarkam shel Tosfos tzarich biyud. We still, even according to Tosfos, we have a problem. You want to say that the Sheni should be Chayv because he completes the Malacha. Sof HaSheni lo osas kol Malacha. It's true, he finished the Malacha, but he didn't start the Malacha. So what's the Havamina that he would be Chayv? You can't say that a person is Chayv for completing a Malacha when he didn't begin the Malacha. Ma'ech Baslon de Gomra. And in addition, he has a Rashi on Daf Tzadi Beis, Rashi here also at the beginning of the Masechta, Mashma Delulei Amiud. If not for the pasuk of Asosa, we would have said that we should be mechayev not only the Meiniach who completes the Malacha, but even the Oker, the one who started the Malacha. What's the logic behind that? So let's just summarize a few questions that we have here. Question number one is that we have Machlokas between Rashi and the Ri, how to interpret Pturi Delo Asi L'Dechi of Chatos. What's considered Asi L'Dechi of Chatos? Rashi says it's the Oker, because he can complete the Malacha. Tosfos says no, it's the Meiniach who did complete the Malacha. What's the Machlokas about? Number two, we had a question on Rashi. Rashi, and basically we're going to ask a similar question to Tosfos. What was the Havamina that before the word Basosa, Nadrosha, we would be Mechayev, the Oker and the Meniach, according to Rashi, when each one did half a Malacha? I mean, what's the Havamina that they should both be Chayev? Tosfos says, no, there was never a Havamina that would both be Chayev, because the Oker is only Metaltil B'Alma. But the Havamina was that the Meniach should be Chayev. And once again, we have a question. Why should the Meniach be Chayav? He didn't start the Malach, he only finished the Malach. Rashi seems to assume that the Zorek, or the Magbia, the Oker, is included under this Havamina, that he should be Chayav, even though he didn't complete the Malach. So the Rav now, in the paragraph that starts by Biur, gets into, you know, the real, shall we say, heavy issue here. He says, it's Poshut, that the Gemara would never have such a question in Shari Surei Torah. Let's say, for example, two people were involved in a violation of a Maisa Avera. One of them did half the shear of the Avera, and the other did the second half. Let's say, for example, there was a Kezias of Nevela. Reuven ate half the Kezias, and Shimon ate the other half of Kezias. For sure, there's no Havamina that both of them could be Chayav. Neither one of them will be chayv. They each ate a half a shear, a half a zayas. So what was the Havamina here to say that in the case of Aleches Hotzah, that they would be chayv when each one did half a shear? This one did an Akira, this one did a Hanocha. Tosfos says, Shiny Hossam. In other words, all Isurei Torah, and the paradigmic example here is going to be Achilas Macholas Asuros, is Hashir Kizayas, Hushir Ba Mais Achila Shalagav. If each one ate half of a Kizayas, there's no Achila. Neither one of them was, shall we say, guilty of implementing an Achila. But here, in the case of Meleches Hotzah, the Gemara has a Havamina, that the dinim of Akira and Anocha are not dinim in the Maisa Malacha, but in the Cheftza Shal Malacha. In other words, you need a Hotzah. What is a Hotzah? A Hotzah means that you took the object and uprooted it from its place, and you put it down in a different place, in a different Rishus. So the Akira and Anocha are essential elements in the malacha of Hotzah, meaning in the Cheftza, the object has to be relocated. So relocated means two things. It means, number one, it was uprooted from its place, and number two, it was set down in a different place. So the Akir and Anocha are defining the Cheftza as far as Meleches Hotzah. Aval ein ha'akir of anocha t'nai beguf shem maisa avera shal agavra. In other words, if you're talking about the maisa otzah, then akira anocha are not part of the maisa otzah. Maisa otzah is after the akira and before the anocha. So as far as the maisa agavra is concerned, akira and anocha are only conditions in order to set up the cheftza, that the cheftza was uprooted from one place and relocated in another place. But now we can begin to understand the Havamina here in the case of Hotzah, where the Hotzah was accomplished by two people, Ze Oker Vezeminia. What was the Havamina to say that they should both be Chayim? And the answer is, we would never have said that they're both Chayim if we look at the Akir and the Anoch as two separate Maisim, as Maisa Gavra. But rather, we had a Havamin in terms of the Cheftza. That the very essence of this Malacha is in the Cheftza. That the Cheftza was Nekar from this Rishus, and it was Hunach in another Rishus. So the very essence of the Malacha is the Hotzah B'Cheftza. And the Havamin now is that Kol Sheyeshkan Chalosh Shem Shal Malacha is Yesh Isur Shalotasa Kol Malacha Al Kol Chelek V'Chelek Michelke HaMalacha. Okay, we're going to have to read that again. I mean, this is the breakthrough. What was the Havamina here? Once we're setting up a change in the Cheftza, a relocation of the Cheftza, and that's the Shem Malacha, then when the Torah says Lotasa Kol Malacha, it means that you should be chayav for every single part of the malacha that culminates in the malacha. And that's the Lashon Gemara voice, Avdo Malacha Mi Beinayim. The Gemara's Havamina before the Pasuk, before the Alfusa Basosah, is that the din of Akira and Anocha, that's not a din in the Maisa Gavra, It's a tnai, it's a condition in the chal shem malacha b'cheftza. And therefore, the Gemara is a havamina ha'is avda malacha mebinayu, meaning the malacha and the cheftza was done between the two of them. And the akirin anacha are necessary in order to define the cheftza as having been subject to otzah, meaning taken out of one location, one rishus, and relocated in a different rishus. The imach mevin shneim mibein, excuse me, imach mibein shneim is avdo molocha behachavta. In other words, the sachakol, when you add together the two of them, the akira of Reuven and the hanoch of Shimon, or I should use ani and balabais, in kekola maisa nidon ke maisa molocha. So once we set up the malacha, then we can say that every part of the malacha was included in malachas hotzah from the beginning until the end. The chol misha mitztaref li osa asiya hareu over alo sasa kol malacha. Right, so you have this entity called malachas hotzah nechefta, and now We look around and see who created, who participated and contributed to create that cheftza of the malacha. And anyone who did so, anyone who's mitztaref to that asiya, is guilty of the violation of lo sasako malacha. But both say what we're doing here is we're changing the whole sequence, so to speak, the logical sequence of understanding Malachas Hotzah. I mean, we thought that the Akira, together with the Hotzah and the Anocha, that those are the three parts, you know, the development of Malachas Hotzah. From A until B until C. He's saying, no, we're going to go in the opposite direction. We're going to start with the Cheftza and the Cheftza Shamalacha. And now we're going to ask who participated and what caused that malacha in the cheftza to come about. And anyone who participated, whether it be the tchila or the sof, he is guilty of this cheftza shel malacha. In a parallel case, for example, macholas asuros, where you need an achila of kizayis, that's just the shir of the mais achila. There's no such thing as a cheftza shel isur, meaning that the isur is done in the cheftza. It's purely maisa gavra. The chol mishim it's tarif li osa si areyu over al osasa koma v'nira de gama tosis modula zeh. Gakta tosis kosu di ein svara di al yidei asheni sha osa hanocha v'gomar samolocha Yischayv Harishon. Well, this is again this is a different Tosis. You know, there are a whole bunch of different Tosis. The Tosis that we learned before, just one second, let's just go back for a moment to paragraph Hanira, but let's not lose our place. But is what I'm the Tosis lo parshis chayv rishon. Like the rishon can't be chayv, but rather meiniach is chayv. So he says, Tosis also agrees to the structure, the conceptual structure that we've presented for Rashi. But Tosis doesn't think that that's svaris is strong enough to be mechayv the rishon. Why? Because when we look at the Rishon, all we see is an Akira. He checks out after the Akira. He just completely is mistalic. He removes himself. And now the Sheni adds the Hanocha, which is the Gemara Malacha. That's not enough to be Mitzaref, that Maisa called the Gemara Malacha, to the Rishon. So again, as far as the Meiniach is concerned, we're allowed to say, well, let's look at the Cheftza shel Malacha, and it was the Meiniach who participated in the Malacha, in the Heft, as we said before. But as far as the Oker is concerned, he just checks out after the Akira. So if he only has an Akira, you can't say that the Gemar is in any way related to him. That we can only say as far as the Meniach is concerned. Umasha Sheni Hosef Hanocha Hu Gomer Samlocha Einzem Itz Tarifla Maisa Shal Arisho Kol Ika Uklapi Arisho Gama Cheftze Shal Maisa Nidon Kakir Lechud Bilo Hanocha Beleka Shem Malocha Bachefze Lohoki Amidu Atosus Is Ahav Amina. What was the Ahav Amina that he should be Chayav Dafka on the Sheni? There there's Ahav Amina because he did Hanocha. The Maisa Sheni Mitzurav, you know, going backwards, La Maisa Shel Arishon. Sharehu Gomer Es Hamaloch Shel Arishon. Do you follow what's going on here? I'm the Oker, right? And I give it to you, Steve. So what you're doing is you're completing my Malacha, right? But the other side to say that I should be chayev, that doesn't make any sense according to Tosfos, because my Akira stopped at an Akira. Your Hanocha could be mitzurif to me, but I can't, you know, you can't blame me for your Hanocha. Your Hanocha could grab on to my Akira and drag it and complete it and perfect it, but I can't be chayev for your Hanocha when I only did an Akira. That the Sheni who sets up the Cheftz of the Malacha, he could be Chayev even though he only did part of the Malacha. But Rashi wants to say that even the Oker could be Chayev in the Havamina. How could the Oker be Chayev? As we said before, he did the Akira and then he checked out. He says, Nira Lomar, Bidas Rashi, right? Mikavan da Rishon Oker Al Das Limsar Lashemi, we're now on the top page Tesva, Sheyigmar Samalacha Shalom. What was the original intention of the Rishon? They're working in cahoots. And he was hoping that it was the Sheni who would complete his Malacha. Al kena gmar malacha shel sheni mitzarif liikar guf hamaisa shel arishon v'gam klapi arishon chashvina le kis avida malacha mi beinayim. So the interpretation of Rashi introduces another element another variable into the equation. That's al das. Al-Das means that my Akira was meant to set up your Hanocha. I'm going to give this object to you and you're going to put it down. So therefore, when you put it down, your action is now integrated into my action as well. When I do the Akira, we're working in a symbiotic relationship. I'm benefiting from your Hanocha, you're benefiting from my Akira, and together we're setting up a Cheftza Shel Malacha, in which the object left one Rishus and ended up into another Rishus, and therefore the Gemara is Ahav Mina, that both should be Chayav. He says, Vehine, Ein Betosus, later on in Daf Tzadi Gimel, Shekosu Chad Lemuti Ze Oker Veze Meniach, so Tosfos says that we need a pasuk basosa to exclude the case of ze oker v'ze meniach, and each one is going to be patur. But in a case where two people wrote on a tablet, and Reuven wrote one letter, which is half a shear, Shimon wrote the other letter, for that we don't need a pasuk. It would be pasha, says Tosfos, that they're both part of, because neither of them did the shear of Meleches Ksiva, which is Shteosios. So what was the hava mina by hotsa? Ela hotsa hava mina achnasa vahotsa kapir rachmana v'lechayev afilu below hanoch. What is he saying now? So again, in the case of zel kivus aminiyach, the Torah is makpid about hotsa. V'lechayev afilu below hanoch, meaning that the oker sets up the ultimate hanocha because his kavana was that the other person would be meniach. Vanir de gam chiluk atos al derech hamavu al das or al derech hamavu. The mixivas os achas chosav ikar maisa molocha shal agavra. The ein al ze klal shem shal meleches kosev. Kosev is two osios minimum. So when he does a ksiv of one letter, that's not called a ma'isa malacha. Masha enkel gabi otzah, since it's something called a chefza maleches otzah, which means we relocate the object, is kol shahotzi mirshus lushus, kfar yesh al ze shem shal maleches otzah. Ba'anocha eina l'tnai ba'chefza, l'hochi efshal l'chayev es ha'motze bilvad. Here, I think the Rav is saying a little bit of a different svara, and he's saying that the hanoch is just the tnai in the chefza, but the real malacha is the hotzah that comes after the akira. So I'm not sure exactly why there was a havminim that the that the meniach would also be chay. Maybe at this point the havmina was on the oker. I don't know. This paragraph is not so clear to me. Achein b'das Rashi near the Eishlom v'yofen acher. We can offer another approach to Rashi. The shiny zelker is a meniach. The sheni gomer is a ma'isa malach shal arishon. The ikar ha ma'isa shal otzav achnosa hu be hamalacha. Does he say the following? If you write one os and he writes another os, there's no siruf between this os and the other os. So each one did half of malacha, and there's no connection. But in akira and anocha, the akira and anocha are two stages that develop into a hotzah, right? So there's a flow here. If you follow me, there's a development from akira to finally culminating with hotzah. So we can take the two and integrate them. Now, at this point, I think he's de-emphasizing the first approach of Cheftza Shemalach. He's putting into focus our Maisa Malach, and he's saying that there was a Havmina that Avda Malach Mibeinayim, that this integration in between the Akira and Anoch. Masha'enke, in the case of Ksiva of Shtei Osios, there's no integration. There are two entities of Ksiva. So now he's using the Cheftza in the case of Hotzah just to allow him to connect and integrate the two parts of Hotzah that end up in this Cheftza. There's the Akira and the Hanocha, and together the Sach HaKol is that the Cheftza now is relocated. It was taken away from one Rishus where it sat, and now it was relocated in a second Rishus. So the Akira and the Hanocha are two parts of a whole. And the whole is the Cheftza, whole with a W, right? That the entirety here is the Cheftza that was now taken out of one Rishus and placed in another Rishus. And the Akira and Anocha can both be integrated into one entity. Mash'enkein and Ksiva, each Os is a separate Ksiva. So let's just review again. This is a very long piece. I don't know how many pages you photocopy. It goes on and on and on. But what was the last page you photographed?
Tesva.
Tesva, right? Well, that's going to be enough for me today, that's for sure. But basically what he's saying is that this whole entity called this Avid Malacha Mivinayi, that the Gemara needs a pasuk and a drasha basosa, Yachid Shasu Sachai, Velo Shnaim Shasu, that this Hamamin is unique to Malachas Hotza. You would never have a Hamamin that two people together ate a piece in the veil of that exercise. Reuven ate a half exercise, Shimon ate the other half exercise, that there would be some sort of possibility to say that each one should be Chayav. Only a Malachas Hotza does a Hamamin that each one should be Chayav. And fundamentally, even Tosus agrees with Rashi that both of them should be Chayav. Again, in Rashi, you have to add a little piece that the Oker had in mind, Aldas Limsa L'Sheni, and that makes it an integration of the two. But what makes Hotzah so unique that allows for this integration that the Gemara thinks in the Havamina without a Pasuk that we should be Machayev both of them, the Honest Avid Malachim Ibinayu, is the fact that the Malach is in the Cheftza. It's not the Maisa Gavra, so that the Akira and the Anocha are different parts of the Malacha in the Cheftza, to set up the Cheftza, as we said before, relocated in the two Rishiyos. Tosis drops the Meniach here, I'm sorry, drops the Oker here, because Tosis thinks that the Oker did his Akira, and then he's out of here. So you can't tell me that he was a participant in Malachas, he's the one who really completed the beginning, the kickoff of the Oker, and therefore the Meniach is the one who's responsible in the Cheftza. But fundamentally, Tosus is on the same page with Rashi that both of them are working together, the Oker and the Meniach, as far as from the perspective of the Cheftza. And now the Torah says, "Kol malacha lo tasu." We take that pasuk. We said the malacha was done. Let's see who set up this malacha. And anyone who took a part in this malacha and did a maisa which caused that malacha, he's going to be chayv for that malacha. And that's the one who's havamina has avda malacha mi benai. Okay, then this is where we'll stop. So Mirtz Hashem, in about 25 minutes, we'll do a little bab mitzia. Thank you very much.